Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Abortion hurts. We hear that slogan, and we use that slogan a lot, as well we should. Abortion does hurt. It hurts the unborn child who never leaves the abortion clinic, and it hurts the mother who leaves the clinic empty, literally and figuratively. It hurts the father who has lost and often paid for the death of his child. It hurts the grandparents who never get to hold a grandchild, the siblings who never know their sister or brother. It's important for us to remember that when we talk about abortion hurting, we're often talking to someone abortion has hurt. With an estimated 4 in 10 women having had an abortion in the United States, and over 53 million abortions since 1973, chances are that when we're talking about abortion in our churches, among our friends, or on our Facebook page, we're reaching an audience that has, somehow, been touched by an abortion experience. I say this as a preamble to a story I want to share with you today out of North Carolina. A former high school band teacher in North Carolina was charged last month with 64 felony counts after a former student wrote in an essay that Terry Lamar Jones had gotten her pregnant and took her to an abortion clinic when she was his student. The young woman's name was not made public. Police consider her a victim of a sex crime, although she used it in her essay. "I had an affair with my high school teacher," originally was written for a composition class at North Carolina Central University, but it then appeared in an annual special section last month of the campus newspaper, the Associated Press reported. While other fake names were used, she identified her Winston-Salem High School by name, and the principal there tipped off authorities. The story included what the AP's Meg Kennard called a chilling description of the abortion. As Kennard reports, the girl wrote in her essay, "The sound of the vacuum still rings in my ears almost 3 years later. He had taken me to Greensboro because he was scared of someone from school or anyone catching us together at the abortion clinic. Didn't want anyone getting the wrong idea." Jones, now 28, turned himself in. He was charged with 64 felony counts of sex with a student, each one punishable by 15 months in prison, Kennard wrote. He was jailed on $500,000 bail. The girl was 17 at the time the relationship began. Jones was 24. The age of consent in North Carolina is 16, but Jones was charged under a law that specifically makes it a crime for a teacher to have sex with a student at the same school, Kennard wrote. It is a misdemeanor if the teacher is less than 4 years older than the student, and a felony if the teacher is 4 or more years older. In her essay, the girl wrote, "I am still scarred by the experience," adding, "I lost my only friends and abused and embarrassed myself by sleeping with the teacher and having an abortion." A lot of girls can talk the talk, but we all have to be aware of that guilty walk that comes along with the territory. So when we say that abortion hurts, we need to be conscious of the girls that are embarrassed, alone, and afraid. When we speak the truth in love, that abortion hurts, make sure it's said with open arms to those who are still hurting, perhaps even years later. The mothers, the fathers, the friends who encouraged an abortion decision or drove a mother to an abortion facility. Years later, abortion still hurts. If you're looking for post-abortion resources, I encourage you to visit our website at www.nrlc.org. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.